It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Life jackets helped saved capsized kayakers on the Red Cedar River on Sunday. Peacocks are roaming a rural Dunn County. Tonight, former Packer Alex Green speaks at the Rice Lake Celebrity Charity Classics Night for the Kids. And take a moment to clean up your social media accounts to protect yourself from scammers. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Life jackets are credited with saving two kayakers on the Red Cedar River Sunday afternoon. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said two kayakers were clinging to a tree after their boats capsized in the heavy current below the Makana Dam on Sunday afternoon. Rescuers threw ropes to the pair and brought them back to shore where they were treated and released at the scene. The sheriff credited their survival and ease of rescue to the life jackets they were wearing, and he urged all boaters to have a personal flotation device. Rescuers also retrieved the kayaks, which had floated downstream. Road construction on Highway 53 between Rice Lake and Strona and near Spooner continues. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office notes the southbound on-ramp onto Highway 53 from Highway 70 is closed through Friday. The northbound ramps at Highway 70 are reopening this week. Two male peafowl, also known as peacocks, have been out wandering the past few days, and the Dunn County Sheriff's Office is looking for their owners. The Sheriff's Office said the birds had been hanging around the 9600 block of County Highway O. Anyone who knows who they belong to should contact the Sheriff's Office at 715-232-1348. The blue peafowl, with their bright plumage and exotic tail feathers, are native to India. A Night for the Kids, hosted by the Rice Lake Celebrity Charity Classic, is this evening at the Rice Lake High School Auditorium. Alex Green, who was a running back for the Packers, Jets, and Canada's Tiger Cats, will talk about how challenges can be transformed into opportunities. Tom Kulger with RLCCC tells us more.
He turned and dedicated himself to speaking to young people about helping them and avoid the mistakes that he made and make good life choices. And that's what the presentation will be at the Rice Lake High School, is talking to those kids, answering their questions, inspiring them to believe that they can achieve things and overcome any kind of problems that they might have.
The event is free, but registration is required and seats are limited. Wristbands can be picked up at Amundsen's, Derry State Bank, and at Mosaic Technologies. For more information or to register, visit www.rlccc4thekids.com. The event runs from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Wisconsin Consumer Protection wants you to be careful about who has seen your social media activities. Administrator Michelle Reinen says crooks have been using people's videos to craft elaborate scams against their loved ones.
And what we've learned is it can just be as little as 3 seconds of your voice being cloned online.
Reinen says you should do a sweep of your friends list to make sure you know everyone on there and make sure only they can see your posts. Be careful of people who are posing as your online connections asking to be friended again, as they may be scammers. A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in a case related to abortion access has entered the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the Battleground State's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign Monday to succeed retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. Schimmel is a former Republican state attorney general who opposes abortion. The election is next April, with the court's liberal 4-3 majority on the line. A Democrat will keep the chair at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Ann Jacobs was voted in unanimously on Monday. She previously served as the chair during the 2020 presidential election. The 6-member panel is made up of 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats and handles oversight of the elections process in Wisconsin. They do not run the elections, however. That task is left up to local clerks in towns, cities, and counties. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.